Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7 as well. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who are keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, going from here, there, and everywhere. And, of course, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail wherever it goes and the packages to wherever they have to go to. We thank them for the job they're doing. And we also want to let the suicide jockeys know hauling the gas and hauling the diesel is not an easy job either. We appreciate you guys doing that. Our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for listening to us, as well as our Amazon drivers. And we've heard from a couple of you guys up there, especially in Atlanta, coming this way. Now, follow us on Facebook. You can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you'll find us right there. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're there as Captain's America. Captain's America is how you find us over there. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of the things we have to offer. And our podcasts are over there, too, as well as Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. There's a link over there for you to link to her articles when she writes them. So, good morning to you out there in the northern part of the world known as Tarpon Springs.
Good morning.
They're not going to be out very long. Okay, there they go. Yeah, it's 48 degrees here at the airport, so it's a little nippy. I don't know exactly how cold it's going to get, but we don't at least have a bone-chilling wind in the midst of all this.
Yeah, that wind is rough, but it's gone now.
Yep. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, here comes Adam Schiff. Now, Mike Pompeo comes out on TV yesterday on Fox News Channel's Outnumbered show, and he says that Democratic Representative Adam Schiff of California leaked classified information. We all had assumed that, but now here's the former CIA director and Secretary of State under Donald Trump saying it with no hesitation or reservation. And then a few minutes later, I guess it was a few minutes later, Schiff comes out and says, and I'm going to be running for the Senate seat currently held by Dianne Feinstein.
Well, I said last week that he was going to do this, run for that Senate seat.
Yep.
But yesterday he confirmed it. But what's particularly interesting is that Dianne Feinstein has not said yet whether she's not running or not.
That's
she's
right.
Been, there are several that have been trying to push her out for a while, and rightly so, but it'll be fun to work to defeat him if, you know, this turns into a Senate race in California. But Mike Pompeo not only said that Schiff had been leaking, there were many things back when Pompeo was head of the CIA, and I think even including the State Department, that he held back information from Schiff
right.
that he wouldn't leak it.
Right.
So that's the reputation that Schiff has. Now, Congressman Matt Gaetz has introduced a bill called the Pencil Act.
That's right.
And this is on the heels of Hawley, senator from Missouri, introduced the Pelosi Act.
Yep.
But the Pencil Act is really geared towards Schiff. And it is an acronym for Preventing Extreme Negligence with Classified Information Licenses. So,
right.
Yeah. So the Republicans are beginning to have a little bit of fun with some of this legislation that they're introducing.
Well, this is good, and they should be able to do that. Now, the other thing is you've got the Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who has thrown her support to a group that rioted against police in Atlanta, Georgia last weekend. And, of course, that group is now facing charges of domestic terrorism. She's supporting them. She just absolutely needs to be removed from Congress. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, and now you've got Ilhan Omar, who they want to remove from the Foreign Relations Committee. But that one, because it's not a select committee, would take a vote of the House. So having her removed is going to be a little more difficult, but they have lots of reasons to do it. So McCarthy's got quite a lot of things going on at the same time.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll tell you all about her and what she does when we come back from this break. Meantime, your station's going to crack at it first. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yep, you betcha. And we've also got a direct link to her website over on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Check it out. They'll take you right to the website, and you'll see what it is she's doing when she's doing it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO is currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've been in business for more than 85 years. Now, they insure more than 26 million drivers, and that number is growing all the time. And you can go to their website, GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more about what they can do for you, because not only will they give you car and truck insurance, but if you've got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, they can cover that, and you can bundle that, and that'll save you some money. But where you really save the money big time is when you bundle your homeowners or your renter's policy or your condo insurance to your car or your truck. That's where you'll save a boatload of money. So go over to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Take advantage of the savings. Get a quote on your vehicle. Get a quote on your house or apartment or condo, and you'll find out exactly where you stand and how much money you'll save. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we had a question from Mary. This is a different Mary than our local Mary. She is up in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. She's saying, Captain, would Denise happen to know we have the RNC chairmanship election today? Would she happen to know, are they voting on that this afternoon or this evening, and when do you think we'll find out?
I think it's this afternoon. I don't know when the results come in, but it is a secret ballot.
Right.
So that's a little on the disturbing side. But having said that, it looks like the delegates, I think they're, what, 160, is that right?
163 or something like that, I thought. But go ahead. Yeah, you're right.
It looks like Harmeet has got had built a lot of support, but those with closer knowledge think that Rona McDaniel will prevail.
Right, I've heard that, and of course, Mike Lindell is involved in that too. The My Pillow guy, and most people,
he's not going to get anything.
No, most people are saying that he'll be lucky to get 15, 20 votes, and that may indeed be true, but we'll see. And of course, it was open to other people, but the other people are really not going to be relevant to the numbers that we're going to hear from what I'm hearing.
Well, you can only do delegates. So now, I'd like to see some new blood. I mean, it's not that Rona McDaniel hasn't raised a lot of money. I think she raised about $1.3 billion. But I think that there was some spending of that money that should be called into question.
Yeah.
So that's I think too what Harmeet is really saying is, you know, we have some other things that we really need to look at here, and she is a proponent. She Harmeet is a proponent of early voting.
Right.
I'm not, but her argument is because for early voting is because the Democrats have made it such that it's here to stay.
Uh-huh.
And because it's here to stay, that we need to be in that same battle space.
Okay.
And I think there's some truth to that, but early voting, I would also argue there should be a way to, for the voter to retract their vote if they voted early and there are things have come to the surface that there would be reasons that they would want to change their vote. And I use Fetterman as the reason why.
Right.
You know, that I think, what was it, months and months of early voting happened in Pennsylvania. And then we had this cat that had the stroke, couldn't even do a decent debate. And there may have been some voters that would because of that, would want to change their vote, and they couldn't. So early voting is a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to pick up Bagham and Bob. Okay, what's your question?
Yeah, sure, Kevin. Denise, do you think that the FBI can be retained in its present form, and as they are now a political arm of the party in power, I guess? And the second thing is, if we send all these F-15-16s over to the Ukraine, at some point they might start to strike deeper into Russia, and that could really bring some problems. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, go ahead, Denise.
The issue with the FBI is really continues to be very disturbing, but I don't want the rank-and-file agents to be, I guess, punished.
Nope.
In all of this.
They're not the
because
problem.
Because it's mm-hmm. correct. And that's the part to me that is most annoying. I think Christopher Wray has outlived his usefulness. So I think he needs to go. And I think there needs to be some extreme pressure put on the Biden administration to get rid of him. The Biden administration is not going to do that. Not especially since Ron Klain, the chief of staff, is leaving directly after the State of the Union address.
Right.
So, I would say you got some really good people that work in the rank and file at the FBI, but we have seen, especially after this McGonagall cat that was part right. of the counterterrorism operation out of New York.
Right.
It sent the original email to Andrew McCabe on mm-hmm. Operation Crossfire Hurricane
mm-hmm.
that was working for Oleg Deripaska. or Deripaska, the Russian oligarch.
Yep.
Now, and he was actually appointed by none other than James Comey. So this ought to be a colossal embarrassment. But I would say that the real leadership comes from the Department of Justice, because remember, the Department of Justice is part of, I mean, the FBI is part of the Department of Justice. So
correct.
Merrick Garland's really the bigger part of the problem.
Yeah, and he would be number one, and then I think it's got to go down at least one full layer into the FBI, because remember, there were a bunch of people that were appointed when Obama left as permanent appointees. And
That can always be undone.
Yeah, well, they need to undo that. That's part of the problem.
Well, we're in a situation here that it's a crisis situation. I don't know how else to put it. In this bad juju, we have lost confidence. We've lost confidence in the Bureau because of James Comey, and because Christopher Wray has not stepped up the game to clean up the mess.
Right.
And this is really, I mean, he's in the position, Christopher Wray's in the position to clean the place up. And if he had some real direction, good leadership from Merrick Garland, he would. But he's not, so we're stuck.
Now, Putin and the Taliban reportedly right now are negotiating on the sale of the U.S. arms that were left behind by Joe Biden in Afghanistan. I don't know how that's going to work out, but obviously the Taliban need money to operate. They're having a problem there, and Putin wants those weapons.
Well, look, the Chinese have already stepped in, so I think it's really gotten into kind of a bidding war. So it's not just about Putin and the Taliban, but the Chinese have also stepped in and have taken over Dominion and paid the Taliban nicely for the rare earth minerals that are in Afghanistan. So it's still remarkable to me, and this is part of the oversight hearings that the House is going to have under the new leadership of McCarthy, is the mess of getting out of Afghanistan.
All righty. I will talk to you tonight on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that she does. And I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Legendary college basketball commentator Billy Packer is dead at 82. The news was shared by Packer's son Mark on Twitter. Packer started his career on the network side for NBC before joining CBS in 1981. He covered every men's college basketball Final Four from 1975 to 2008. The NBA is releasing the starters for this year's All-Star Game. LeBron James is the team captain for the Western Conference and has tied Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most All-Star appearances in league history with 19. James was voted in alongside Nikola Jokic, Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic, and Steph Curry. The team captain for the Eastern Conference is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who received the most fan votes among the East starters. Antetokounmpo was joined by Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Kyrie Irving, and Donovan Mitchell. The All-Star game is slated for February 19th. I'm Julio Flores.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Check them out, see what they're all about, and we'll tell you about them right now, because here they are.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. That is a very highly paying, lucrative job where, with the two campuses that they have, you can get your certification and away you go. Anywhere in the great world in which we live. Now, Clearwater, Florida, right here, is number one. That's located over on the west side, southwest corner of Tampa Bay. Right there, they have a campus. They have a hangar at the airport, the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, where they operate from, as well as a big classroom setting with all the different machinery that they use.
at the corner of Omerton and U.S. 19 over there in Largo, Pinellas Park. So there you go. Now, they also have a facility up in Boston, just outside Boston, at a place called Concord, Massachusetts. Again, same scenario, small airport with a hangar and a facility there, as well as a classroom setting. Now, you need to check them out by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You need to go to their website, check them out, see what they have to offer, and then get on the telephone and call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, in doing that, you'll be able to talk to the students that are there. You'll be able to talk to the instructors that are there, and you'll be able to talk to the loan officers that are there that will help you to secure your student loan either through commercial systems, regular banking systems, or whatever else it is you choose to do. Now, veterans, you've got the GI Bill to take care of you. And for those of you just coming out of the service, that are looking to do something different, maybe you've actually been an aircraft maintenance person, that means that you will get a step up, a jump up of the rest of them, because normally it takes 14 months to certify and become an aviation maintenance tech. If you've got prior experience, military, of course, being the priority, if you have prior experience, well, you're going to go right to the head of the class and be able to take the quick start course. And within the 3 or 4 month period that it takes to finish that, you'll be on your way out there working with at least an 8 month jump start, maybe a 10 month jump start on everybody else. And that's a good thing. So check them out online, National Aviation Academy, naa.edu, naa.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take that call, make that call, and set up an appointment, and go visit one of their campuses. Now, we're getting tanks eventually in the Ukraine. Leopard tanks, looks like some Bradley tanks, maybe a few Challenger tanks, but they're getting tanks. Now, on top of that, they want airplanes, and they've always wanted airplanes. They want the F-16s. They want the upgraded F-16s, the ones that have just been gone through and whatnot, which is fine. And somebody had mentioned, I guess it was Bagamon Bob a couple of minutes ago, about the fact that they might actually use those planes to fly deeper into Russia and do more damage. Well, if they do, shame on them, because they don't have that kind of a range to begin with. It would be a suicide mission to go deep into Russia. That's number one. But number two, why would you wanna if you were winning? Because the Ukrainians, given the right equipment, can drive the Russians right out of their area. The tanks are going to help. The artillery's been helping. Obviously, planes, you're going to need to have pilots. I don't think they have enough pilots to fly the planes they have now, but that's just me. So they'll be able to train more pilots in the interim. And the same thing with the tanks, the tankers, they'll have to train them, because you don't just hop in a tank and down the road you go. It doesn't work that way. Wish it did, but it doesn't. A lot of integrated systems and things you have to do to go through to understand what it is you're operating and what it is it'll do. And good morning, George. I just saw you here. Is it true that Ukraine doesn't have a banking system? We send them their money in cash. I don't know about that per se, George. Ukraine does have a banking system, for sure. If we're sending them money in cash, it's not anything recent that I know about. because we are definitely tracking the things we're sending there. And if we were sending the money in cash, it had to be before whatever it is we're doing now, which probably was better, because if you need to follow the money trail, you need to follow the money trail. And when you lose control of where that went, then strange things happen, funny things happen along the way, as you well know. Now, F-35 deliveries have been stopped by Lockheed because of the remains, the uncertainty about the aircraft that they were having trouble with. So they were bringing them back in, some of them from the Middle East and whatnot, to refurbish them and see what the problem was. So they don't know if all the aircraft have been taken care of or not yet, but I'm sure they will be. And again, that's another reason why if you become an aircraft maintenance person, you will be right in the middle of all that. That's another reason. Now, with demand high in Ukraine, the United States Army is wrapping up artillery production. The U.S. Army is rapidly moving to expand its domestic production capacity of 155-millimeter artillery shells, according to the Army's acquisition chief. Now, the Ukraine say that they use hundreds of shells daily to ward off the Russians. And I suppose that would be true, because that is what you're doing when you spot them, and when they attack things, and when they try to gain access into areas where they haven't been before, you are going to raise the ire of the Ukrainian forces. And right now, besides having artillery, long-range artillery, which has been fairly effective for them, they have just a few of the tanks and just a few of the airplanes, and they're not going to put that up and risk it if they can get away with it. So we'll see how all of that plays out. Now, the Veterans Affairs staffers have helped more than 40,000 veterans into permanent housing during the last year, surpassing their goal and establishing new pathways to help individuals in need. And this is a great, great, great thing to know. Kudos to them for doing that. All right, I'll be right back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski himself. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour coming up. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be back. Don't go anywhere. I shall indeed return with more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura Division. We'll be talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, in just a minute. But, of course, Moss Acura, spelt M-A-U-S, Moss Acura, has a dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, they've been fortunate enough to get customers from all around the country, because this show is heard all around the country, and people have come in from various places and said, we heard your ad, and we like what you talk about. Tell us about the You Serve, You Save program. Well, here it is. If you serve, you save. Active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're in the EMS service, the fire department, or police department, as well as church pastors, too, get tremendous discounts afforded to them for their service to our country. And it's just Moss's way of saying thank you. Now, in addition, they have Moss Care, which is for the life of the vehicle that you buy, whether or not it's a brand new one or certified pre-owned. You will get Moss Care that will give you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle as long as you own it. So keep that in mind. And don't forget, you can check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open another door or two along the way, too. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, I don't know who's more famous today, Nancy Pelosi or Adam Schiff with the legislation coming out of Congress. What do you think?
Yeah, the acronyms are interesting, that's for sure.
Well, the Pelosi Act, which is, here's what the word Pelosi means. They spelled it out, and it's called the Pelosi Act, put forth by Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, Republican. He said, preventing elected leaders from owning securities and investment known as the Pelosi Act. He sent his bill directed to ban stock trading and ownership by members of Congress while they are members of Congress. Uh-huh. And further prevents them from using their position to get rich on the stock market. Instead, he wants them to put it in some sort of trust fund while they are in Congress.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
We did.
Yeah, I think that, this is something that's a long time coming. We'll see what happens, though. They said it's got to get completely through, and I think it should extend farther to not just Congress, the president, I think Postmaster General's on it, but I think it should expand wider than that when it comes to government service. And I think a blind trust is the way to go. And also within that blind trust, there shouldn't be any individual stocks at all.
Well, I don't disagree with you, and many people listening to the program are agreeing already, sending me messages saying, yep, that's right. So there you go. Now, we do know that we now have Adam Schiff has his own little legislation coming out called the Pencil Act, which has to do with him taking information, classified information, and passing it along to whoever. And Mike Pompeo, our former Secretary of State and CIA director, said that he was doing it all the time that he was in those positions, and they just couldn't get to him because the leadership wouldn't touch him. But now the leadership can't do anything about it because it's now turned over to the Republicans, at least in the House.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, he also provided, you know, the wrong, I mean, lied about information that he knew in the media that he knew was actually true. That he said was false in regards to the laptop and other things. I mean, there's a myriad of things with that guy. It really is. Again, but you know, you look at these acronyms and whatnot, it just shows you the state of politics, that we're in Washington, D.C., and just how vitriolic it is. And it makes you wonder if they could ever get anything done.
Well, it does, and of course they're calling the GOP, the Democrats are the party of chaos and catastrophe. Have they looked at the mirror themselves lately?
Listen, I there's a lot of blame to go around on both sides, without a doubt, and when it comes to the vitriol and whatnot. I don't understand the chaos part. I mean, they may be, talking about the debt ceiling issues that are up right now, and you know, that'll get resolved hopefully sooner rather than later, and you know, hope we can move forward to be a little bit a lot more prudent when it comes to our finances. I mean, it's just, not a day goes by we don't see another story about government waste and money and taxpayer money being flushed down the toilet.
Well, the U.S. gross domestic product, a broad measure of economic activity, increased at the rate of 2.9%. The annualized rate from October through December. That was much lower than what they thought it was going to be, fueled by some strong consumer spending and growing factory inventories. If it hadn't happened, that wouldn't have gone up.
Well, no, the business investment is down. So that's not a very, that's a sign of weakness. And there's also some concern in regards to how long the consumer can hold out. Retail sales were pretty weak in the fourth quarter. But overall, I mean, the economy's still, holding it together. We haven't fallen off a cliff. I mean, we're seeing some pockets of weakness in some of these corporate earnings numbers, but that's to be expected. And, again, I, 2023, I would expect, kind of more of the same, a lot of volatility moving forward.
Well, the Republicans came out with the fair tax the other day. It was a plan to replace federal taxes with a straight across the board 30% sales tax. That's right, 30% sales tax on everything you bought.
Yeah, again, I've always been a fan of the fair tax. It's not new. This has been around for some time. And again, the problem is people don't understand it. And they fail to understand that, you're keeping your entire paycheck. There's no more withholding. There's no FICA tax. There's no federal tax. My issue is this, is, 16th Amendment of the Constitution. We got to get rid of the income tax altogether before you institute this, because I don't trust Congress. I don't trust government. Uh-huh. They say that the income tax will go away and then they'll bring it back. So, you know, this is something that kind of captures everyone. There's a, you have to read into it, how it works in regards to prepayments and whatnot. But yes, you're not paying. There's no April 15th. There's no tax code. You pay your taxes at the point of sale.
All righty. Let's go to the phone line. We've got a caller here. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Ken. I just wanted to ask Chris, being that the bond rates have been going up and the CD rates have been going up, and this will promote savings and stuff, does he think that they're going to continue to go up, or is it going to level off? All right, that's it. Thank you.
All right, did you hear the question okay?
Well, that's dependent upon what the Federal Reserve is going to do moving forward. Consensus has got them raising another quarter basis point on the next meeting, and maybe after that, I think they're going to top out, you know, at a certain level right now, and especially we're seeing signs the economy is weakening, which would basically indicate that, you know, the Fed may have to go in an opposite direction in the latter parts of this year, maybe into next year, which would drive rates down. But again, all of these rates are based upon what the Fed is doing right now.
And if you were a fly in the wall and July comes around next year, where would we be? Would we be better off then than we are now?
Again, yeah, very difficult, Matt. Even that, you're saying July of 2024, which is about a year and a half away.
Right.
You know, you would like to think that, but, you know, you got a lot of geopolitical issues that, you know, can really, you know, throw monkey wrenches into things. And, you know, I think that we're really ignoring just how bad the situation is in Europe right now with Ukraine and Russia and the escalation that's taking place. You know, God forbid we see even further escalation. You know, we don't know what could happen next, and it could really, I mean, wreak havoc. I can't predict, you know, those types of things, nor do I try to. I just try to explain to people, you know, you never want to bet on the end of the world. It's going to only happen one time. A lot can happen in a year and a half.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the one thing that's going on right now, of course, that's very unsettling is we know they're going to have tanks, but are they going to have tanks by that time? Because the tanks are going to be delayed. They're not just going to show up there in the next few weeks. It's going to take months to get them there because they got to train the people how to use them, amongst other things. But now, now they want airplanes.
Oh boy! Yeah, and again, the nerve wracking is whether or not they're going to be used to attack Russian cities out.
Yeah. Well, of course they would. You know that, and I know that. Of course they would. All right, Chris, look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Make sure you catch his weekend show, the Watchdog on Wall Street, all across the country on many of these same radio stations. I'll be right back. Go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.